ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام إن للقلوب إقبالا وإدبارا فإذا أقبلت فاحملوها على النوافل وإذا أدبرت فاقتصروا بها على الفرائض.
Imam Ali said, "Sometimes the hearts move forward and sometimes they move backward. When they move forward, get them to perform the optional, the nawafil, as well. But when they move backward, keep them confined to the obligatories, the fara'iz only." Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, one of the intriguing lessons which we learn from the truly universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is this concept that the world is just a mirage. Now, it is well known that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he feared and he disliked and he refrained from the ornaments of the world, the glamour and the beauties and the extravagances that the world had to offer were rejected by Imam Ali alayhi salam. And we find that Imam Ali rejected these ornaments and this glamour and this extravagance of the world to such an extent that in the present day and even in the past, we find that many of the Sufi sects and the Sufi schools of thought and the Sufi practices relate and take their chain back to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, we're not saying that the Sufi school of thought or the Sufi practices are correct, as to say, of course, it is the Shia 12er Islam which is the correct and true path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is interesting that this concept of removing one's self from the world and from extravagances is something which was taught to us by Imam Ali alayhi salam. And is this not true, dear friends? Is the world not just a mere mirage, something which we can only temporarily enjoy? And for the most part, we end up spending our life, our energy, our strength, our willpower, our determination, our life, our age, our health. We spend all of these things in the pursuit of what? Of wealth, of money, so that we can have the ornaments of the world, so that we can have the luxuries of the world, so that we can have the extravagances of the world. But seldom do we think about the life of the hereafter, which is eternal, which lasts forever, unlike this temporary home on this earth, in this temporary life. A very profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيان قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter 3 of the Quran in verse number 33 makes an announcement where he says inna Allah astafa, verily God has chosen Adam and then Nuh and then the family of Abraham, and then Imran, alal alameen, over the rest of the people in the world. When you look at this verse of the Quran, you come to realize that all human beings have been created by Almighty God, but they are not equal in the eyes of God. As far as their status is concerned, you know, when it comes to the prophets of God, the messengers of God, those who represent Him in conveying His message, they are at a higher, you know, status than other human beings. I would like to take this opportunity to actually talk about the special status that God has given to Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. Let me, you know, just read to you two out of so many narrations, authentic ones that we have from the books of the Sunni Muslims. One is from Abdullah ibn Abbas, when somebody asked him, "Can you say something about Ali to us?" So it seems this is the days, latter days, when Ali was no more alive. And so Abdullah ibn Abbas says, "Let me narrate to you a saying of the Prophet. Inna Rasulullah amara bil abwab ash-shari'a fil masjid fasuddat." He says, one day the Prophet gave the command that all the doors opening inside the mosque, fasuddat, it should be, he ordered it to be closed, illa babu Ali, except the door of Ali. فَإِنَّهُمْ وَجَدُوا مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ. Others who were told to close their doors, they felt a little bit bad about it. And so when the Prophet heard about all these complaints, he actually gathered them in the mosque. And he gave a speech there. Different narrations give, you know, different parts of it, but it must have been a very brief speech. This is the basically the main part of it, where he says, he's now addressing the Muslims. He says, بَلَغَنِي أَنَّكُمْ وَجَدْتُمْ مِنْ صَدِّ أَبْوَابِكُمْ وَفَتْحِ بَابِ عَلِيٍّ. He says, I have been told that some of you feel bad that I have closed your doors opening inside the mosque and I have allowed the door of Ali to be open. وَإِنِّي وَاللَّهِ مَا سَدَدْتُهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ نَفْسِي. The Prophet says to them that by God, I have not closed any door by my own will. Inna ala abdun ma'mur. I am the servant of God. I was told to convey the message and I conveyed the message. Umirtu bi shay'in fafaltu. I was commanded to do something and I did it. In at-tabi'u illa ma yuha ilayya. The Prophet says, I don't do anything but what is inspired and revealed to me by Almighty God.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now. Thank you.